This is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with breaking news. A joint session of the U.S. Congress certified President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory just before 4 a.m. local time, several hours after supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overturn Biden's win. Biden topped the 270 electoral vote threshold to become president and Kamala Harris vice president. Biden and Harris finished with 306 electoral votes, and President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, 232 votes. CNN reports President Trump issued a statement that there will be an orderly transition of power on January 20th when Biden and Harris are sworn into office. It's unclear if Trump will attend the inauguration ceremony. On Wednesday, Trump stirred up protesters at a rally near the White House and later released a video on Twitter saying he loved them, urging them to go home, but not before his followers rushed the Capitol, many vandalizing the building. A woman was shot and killed, and three others died in an apparent medical emergency. Washington's mayor declared a 12-hour curfew, which is set to end at 6 a.m. this morning in about 2 hours. Riot police arrived and moved demonstrators away from the Capitol. President-elect Biden condemned the protesters storming the Capitol building, saying their actions was an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business. Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, again, set to be sworn in on January the 20th. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA.